On Sunday, the Super Bowl will take place in a tragically flawed new stadium, much of it constructed of bird-killing glass. That is, of course, why the Minnesota Vikings are not going to be playing in it in the Super Bowl. If there were any question that it was the curse of the bird-killing glass that doomed the Vikings this year, the fact that the team was dispatched by Eagles should dispel all doubt. Dr. Daniel Clem of Muhlenberg College in Pennsylvania has spent his entire career studying the issue of bird collisions with glass, starting in the 1970s when not one conservation organization considered the problem a serious one. After decades of research, when he presented a paper suggesting that his conservative estimate of the number of birds killed at windows annually in the United States was between 500 million and a billion, some prominent ornithologists poo-pooed his conclusions. But as they finally started doing their own research into the issue, their own studies affirmed Dr. Clem's numbers and the horrifying magnitude of the problem. Windows and house cats, like heart disease and cancer, are indeed the top outright killers of birds in the United States. In recent decades, Dr. Clem has been tirelessly working with glass manufacturers to come up with glass that is visible to birds. On the Muhlenberg campus, some of the glass is fritted, cut with a pattern making it visible to birds. Fritted glass has the additional advantage of being significantly more energy conserving than plain glass. Both those factors led the Dallas Cowboys to build their new stadium using fritted glass. Since 2012, all new construction built with public funds in Minnesota is supposed to meet sustainability guidelines, including energy conservation, that the fritted glass would have met, but the building plans got grandfathered. Ever since the plans were first revealed in 2012, the birding and conservation communities tried hard to get the glass changed. My friend Sharon Steitler, author of 1001 Secrets Every Birder Should Know, who is also known as Bird Chick and is a longtime Vikings fan, was quoted in the media saying, "Holy crap, that's going to kill a lot of birds." Dr. Clem said, "You're building a bird killer." Although conservationists were supposed to be able to study birds killed by the glass, a January 31st article in USA Today pointed out that the 60 dead birds collected this fall were not the only ones killed at the glass. There was evidence that many birds were disposed of by stadium employees, killed in inaccessible areas of the stadium, and removed by scavengers or the general public. Injured birds may have flown off and died of head or spinal injuries away from the stadium complex, and there were days when no one was allowed near the stadium and days when no volunteers were available to search for carcasses. So the estimate of 360 birds that could be killed by U.S. Bank Stadium in a three-year period, quote, significantly underestimates true mortality, according to the report. Ironically, the exact same company that manufactured the glass for the Dallas Cowboys was under contract for the glass for the Vikings stadium, too. Changing the contract when the problem was publicized would have cost about $1 million more, less than a tenth of 1% of the more than $1 billion price tag. To fix the issue at this late date would cost $10 million. As Josh Peter wrote for USA Today Sports, some people will blame the dumb birds, but it's the people who failed to address the problem years ago who are the real dodo birds here. It can be prohibitively expensive to replace our own windows with bird-safe glass, especially for us regular humans without public funding and a multi-billion-dollar football franchise. But Jeff Akopian created Akopian Bird Savers, an affordable and extremely effective way we can treat the windows on our own houses to make them genuinely bird safe. Next time, I'll be talking to him about his wonderful Zen wind curtains. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.